This is Dakota Datebook for June 29th. Generations today are separated by their relations to a variety of everyday cultural representations. Two are movies and television. A look back at a 1957 daily newspaper in Fargo reflects some of these differences in the country, if not the world. The newspaper featured a page of cultural entertainment touting the films appearing in theaters of various sizes, all with their lighted marquees facing the street. Playing at the Fargo air-conditioned theater was The Last Night of Burt Lancaster and Kirk Douglas in Gunfight at the OK Corral, and the next evening would premiere Rock Hudson and Dana Winter in Something of Value. The Princess Theater offered two cartoons and two features, with Joan Crawford in Autumn Leaves and Frankie Lane in He Laughed Last. Barely heard of today, a double feature at a theater was a hallmark of the 1950s. At the Grand Theater was James Mason in Island in the Sun. The Roxy Theater showed, with no seeming connection, both a Western, A Day of Fury with Dale Robertson, and the thriller Guerrilla at Large with Cameron Mitchell and Anne Bancroft. The Town Theater had a double feature with Hot Rod Rumble, Revved Up Youth in Souped Up Cars, plus Calypso Joe starring Herb Jeffries, The Typhoon from Trinidad with all the great bongo stars. The Moorhead Theater was offering The Bachelor Party starring Don Murray with Patricia Smith. Tickets were 80 cents for adults, juniors for 60 cents, and children a quarter. Of these downtown movie houses, only the Fargo Theater remains today. Television favorites that year included the popular comedy icon I Love Lucy, Raymond Burr as Perry Mason in the long-running courtroom drama, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Leave It to Beaver, Ozzie and Harriet, a long-running family comedy that introduced Ricky Nelson as a singer, and another family comedy, The Real McCoys, featuring Walter Brennan and Richard Crenna. Westerns were a popular attraction, including Gunsmoke, Maverick, Wyatt Earp, and The Lone Ranger, among many others, in America's mostly fictional West. Just a few of the movies and TV you could see in June of 1957. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Steve Stark. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.